WHDD presents Susan Says.
Now for something totally different. There is too much angst out there, too much insanity in the news. I need a break. I bet you do too. So today I'm going to celebrate a section in the New York Times called A Stranger Times. It was published April Fool's Day, but they promise it was real. It was the news back in the day. Around the turn of the 20th century, well, I believe it. Here we go. News item. In 1904, a man was falsely notified that his wife had died and he was billed for the funeral. They had quarreled over how she cooked macaroni and she left in a huff, which might have been a car of the time, but anyway, she left in a huff. He eventually reported her disappearance to the police, and they notified him later they had her body. He went to look, and he said, "She wasn't this good looking." And they said, "Death does that sometimes." Yeah, so he buried her. When the funeral was in the paper, the wife, who was still alive, saw it and returned home. She was pissed off. He had to buy her another wedding dress, as he had buried the other wife in hers. He is now suing the funeral home. Yeah, this is true, folks. It was in the paper. Next item. A man in Illinois has been in bed for 10 years. There is nothing wrong with him. He is unwilling to comply with the county rule, which says everyone has to get up at 5 a.m. So he just lies there and looks at the ceiling, that's what it says, or he rolls over and takes a nap. He eats, it doesn't say who feeds him, but he says it's foolish to have to get up as long as you have to go to bed again. Okay. The other stories were about ghosts. Everyone seemed to believe in them. Animals doing odd things. People doing odder things. Like a guy who will eat only pickles. That's it. In every possible manifestation, of which there are not that many. Okay, but this was all true. It's very crazy, but it was in the New York Times. Last item, we're moving up in the years. January 2017, Donald J. Trump was inaugurated as the 45th President of the United States. Yeah, it was in the New York Times also, but this one, I still don't believe.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.